Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the silicone male masturbator sex toys for men, colorful soft pocket pussy stroker with monster-like mouth, shape and realistic vagina textured structure for gay and men, penis glands training and blowjob from Oxyfort. So I was actually very excited to review this. You've heard of Bad Dragon. They basically sell monster dildos for women that are in the shape of like tentacles and horse cocks and stuff like that. And, you know, like, where is that? Where is that for men? Where is our Bad Dragon? Where can we get weird pocket pussies? Well, our prayers have been answered because now we have the first, as far as I'm aware, monster girl pocket pussy thing. Except, I mean, here's the thing. It's just a pocket pussy. I mean, you could twist it. You can stretch it. It's silicone, so it's not super stretchy. Like, you can stretch it and twist it. I can pull it, but it's not, like, super stretchy. Like, TP would be much stretchier, and that's an issue. But you might be able to see this pretty easily. You might notice that despite these... this mouth with the fangs on it, which are soft, by the way. These are not sharp plastic or metal or anything. These aren't going to hurt you. But inside of this monster mouth is a very human-looking mouth. Like, if I close this, it looks like a human pair of lips with, like, an outer mouth. So it's like a xenomorph that has, like, the main mouth with a tinier mouth inside of it, except it's a human mouth inside of like a monster mouth. And here's the problem, all right. I was very excited to review this, but at the end of the day, this is just a normal pocket pussy with like a monster girl wrapping around it. So if you look at the texture, it even says in the description, it has a realistic texture. So you have a human mouth with a realistic internal texture, and that's really all the toy is as far as its function is concerned. Then you have this monster, you know, mouth with the teeth, and it's obviously much thicker, and it's got this kind of, you could see it has bumps, which I guess are supposed to simulate the scales or the throat muscles, or I'm not sure. It has all this stuff. It's, you know, it's got this extra stuff. It's basically, they took a regular pocket pussy, in this case, an oral pocket pussy that's made to look like a mouth. And then they put another kind of layer over it to turn it into a monster girl pocket pussy. But they played it safe. That's my problem with this toy. They played it safe. Instead of really leaning into it and making something unique. Like, if you're going to make a monster girl pocket pussy, then make it feel different than every other pocket pussy. Give it some crazy texture. Give it internal rings that, like, create a channel where it gets, like, really tight in one spot and, you know, like, it really tightens on you. Put something in it. Like, give it something. I've reviewed pocket pussies which had very unique textures and internal structures that made them feel unique, and they weren't even that expensive, and they didn't have this. Like, there's clearly, this is a lot of material. This is actually a fairly robust pocket pussy, and because it's silicone costs more than TPE, so this toy is fairly robust in its construction. And, you know, they put a lot of work, look at all these colors. So they put a lot of stuff into the presentation of this pocket pussy, but they played it way too safe. All this is at the end of the day is, like, if I took a pair of scissors and I cut off the sharp little monster teeth, and all you could see was this very human looking inner mouth, and the texture is really nothing to write home about. It's your garden variety silicone pocket pussy texture. There'd be nothing special about this. Nothing at all. Now, the other problem is, because it's a silicone, and they made it out of silicone because they wanted the details to be noticeable. If this wasn't silicone, it wouldn't hold these sharp details. And it also wouldn't allow for all these colors. So they made it out of silicone deliberately so that you can see these colors and see these details. But again, the colors and details don't make the toy feel any better. It's just a normal pocket pussy. But there's a downside. Because this is silicone, you can't turn it inside out. So normally when you use a pocket pussy, it's really easy to clean. You go into the bathroom, you turn it inside out, you rinse the cum out, and then you towel it off, dry it out, then turn it right side in, dry off the outside, and it's perfectly clean inside and out. Being able to turn a toy inside out makes it so that you can be sure that the toy is completely clean and completely dry. When you can't turn it inside out, you have to have all these things like irrigators and drying rods because you can't get it inside out. So with a pocket pussy, one of the advantages of a simple pocket pussy is you should be able to turn it inside out so you can clean it properly. Because this is silicone and because it's so thick, it has all these extra monster girl details, you can't turn it inside out. Like, I can stretch it out about there, but I can't stretch this out enough to turn it inside out. There's just no way. I would rip this in half before I turn this inside out. Now, I do have, this is called a drying rod, so I have one of these, and I can put this down in there, like after rinsing it out as good as I can, you know, dumping it, like what you have to do to clean this out is stretch it out as far as you can, and then fill it up with water and kind of dump it out like a cup. And then once you've dumped it out a few times, take a drying rod, shove it in there, and that's the best you're going to do. Not ideal. At the end of the day, I was really excited about this toy in concept, but in execution, the total is less than the sum of its parts. What you have here is you have a basic pocket pussy with a Monster Girl wrapper around it, but they made it out of silicone in order to increase the visual appeal, but it actually detracts from the function of the toy because it makes it almost impossible to clean properly. And as far as the toy, as far as it feels, this is also a negative towards it, because these monster teeth, like if you hold the toy like this and you want the toy to in order to go balls deep into this toy, you have to turn it sideways. You have to turn it sideways so these teeth don't get in the way, because again, these teeth don't matter. Only the inner mouth matters. So if you turn the toy sideways, you can actually go balls deep into the toy. At that point, it just feels like a normal pocket pussy. But again, the entire point of this Monster Girl pocket pussy is these monster teeth, which just get in the way. You have to hold the toy sideways in order to bypass the monster teeth so your dick and your balls can actually go balls deep in the toy. So this... I want a toy like this, but I want it to actually feel unique. I want the monster aesthetic to bring something to the table other than it just looking different. So here's what I would do. I don't like to criticize toys without offering suggestions. So here's number one. Get rid of the dual mouth. Just have the mouth transition into a throat hole. Make the mouth actually look like a monster mouth. The sharp when you look up a Monster Girl. Type in Monster Girl mouth in Google image search. I guarantee it's not this. This sharp, like, Baraka teeth. This isn't anybody's Monster Girl fetish. So if you want, here's what I would do. Start with a normal hole, right? So we have a hole. You want to put some lips on it, all right? You want to put some lips, but instead of just putting normal human lips, put a bunch of, predator mouth mandibles around the hole. So it doesn't look like just a pair of human lips with some kind of monster mouth around it. And also have the mouth. So if the toy begins here, see how my finger? The toy begins here. The hole should begin here. I shouldn't have to bypass a portion of the toy to reach the hole, because the hole is where all the action is. And like I said, I had to turn the toy sideways in order to get my junk into the hole. So the monster mouth is kind of, it doesn't do anything, it gets in the way. This is too basic, this human mouth. So make the mouth one piece. Don't make it a dual mouth with a monster mouth and a human mouth. Just make it one mouth, but make the mouth interesting. Make the mouth look like a monster mouth. Make it look interesting to people. Base it on the predator. I mean, it's well known that the predator has a vagina mouth. So why not just make this a predator mouth, because it looks like a vagina anyway? So make it a vagina mouth alien face. Okay, that's number one. Number two, make it out of TPE. TP is stretchy, it's easy to maneuver and turn inside out, easier to clean. It's also cheaper. Yes, you won't be able to get the tie-dye, but again, what does the tie-dye do? Whose Monster Girl fetish wants, like, a tie-dye waifu? Nobody. Now, you don't have to... Here's what you can do to make it different. Instead of making it out of skin tones, you can make it out of some type of non-normal skin tone color. Make it green. Make it orange. You know, make it yellow. Make it something other than the various shades of brown, which are used for pocket pussies to simulate the human body. But this tie-dye stuff, which necessitates silicone, isn't really doing anything to make... It makes it colorful, but who cares? Who realistically cares? So make it out of TPE, make it green, purple, yellow, some non-human color, or make it gray or metallic or something. Use your imagination. All right, the internal texture. Make it unique. Like, the whole point of a bad dragon dildo is that when a woman is putting this tentacle or this horse cock dildo or whatever up her pussy, it feels different than a human penis. She's getting a unique experience. She's putting something up her pussy that normally she wouldn't be able to get up her pussy, and she's feeling like, oh, this is what a horse cock feels like. Oh, this is what a tentacle feels like. This is what a T-Rex cock feels like, whatever. So that's the whole point. When you're using a pocket pussy, the whole point is the internal texture. It should feel different. But for whatever reason, you gave this a realistic, kind of bland, vanilla internal texture instead of leaning into the monster aesthetic and making it unique. You know, do something. I don't know. Do something in the texture to make it unique. I reviewed some pocket pussies back in the day that had like anime girls on the box, and they all had very unique internal textures. So we have the technology to make unique feeling textured pocket pussy sex toys. Now, as far as the price goes, this is normally about $30, which isn't bad for a silicone pocket pussy. And I have a 10% off link, which will take you to the site on Amazon and automatically remove 10%. I also have a coupon code, which will take off an additional 10%. So you'll save 10% by using the link. You'll save an additional 10% by using the code. So that's what we're talking about here. If you want this for just to have it, like if you want, maybe you really like the movie Tremors, or you really thought the worms from Dune were really sexy and you always wanted a little Dune worm pocket pussy, this could be for you. I'm not going to say this isn't for anyone, but I think that this concept needs to be taken back to the drawing board. Some of my criticisms need to be taken to heart. And they need to actually, like, I'm still excited about a Bad Dragon-like line of pocket pussies for men. There's a lot of promise and opportunity there. But this you played it too safe. You played it too safe. You delivered a very vanilla, by-the-numbers pocket pussy with a Monster Girl wrapper wrapped around it, which doesn't add anything to the experience. In fact, again, I have to hold it sideways because the teeth just push me away and keep me from going balls deep into the toy, and it's hard to clean. So I don't recommend this. However, at the price, it's not bad. For under $30, it's not a bad value if you're just looking for a silicone pocket pussy. You could modify this. You can cut the monster teeth out and just treat it like a normal pocket pussy if you want a silicone pocket pussy. So this is a good toy for what it is. It really misses the mark for me. I think they could do much better. I hope they do much better. I hope to see more Monster Girl pocket pussies where they do have an integrated, unique, non-human mouth with a unique, kind of innovative, exotic internal texture that really gives guys a different experience that they can't get with a realistic pocket pussy. So that's all I have to say. So thank you, Oxfort. I'm sorry I couldn't give this a better review. I do appreciate the attempt, the creativity. I know that I could tell that a lot of passion went into this to make this as aesthetically unique and interesting as possible. But this is definitely a case of, you know, form over function. But this is definitely a case of form over function. So just hopefully you guys take my criticism to heart, make some improvements. I'd love to see an improved version of this or a new take on the Monster Girl Pocket Pussy concept that doesn't miss the mark like this one did. But I'm still excited for this concept to be fleshed out in the future. Anyway, again, thank you, OxyFort, for sending me this toy. Remember, use the URL to save 10% automatically at checkout, and then use the coupon code to save an additional 10%. So you'll save 20% total, but you have to use the link and the coupon code. And then you'll save 20% at checkout. It's a pretty good value for what you're getting. You just might have to modify it, or you might just want to keep it this way just for something different. Anyway, this is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.